Yes. Yes. During those ordina, I came to Niagara, taking them off. There I said, I'm not sure. And decided to become the one who decided. And then, very 27, in the month, never let say that. From that time, I am a Mumbai. I got initiation. And I was in the service of the creation of this direction. Music training time is 1937.
The history. The next history.
When I was I was given service and passed a good check or not. Then the lead. Then collection of glass, and then towards Bombay, then Banara went to England for teaching. I was posted to Bombay. After that, in Bengal. Generally, there was a Guru Maharaj wife. We were
as we know, you were also a close friend to our Guru Maharaj.
Yes.
Then Narendra Ji visited Guru Maharaj
And that time when I was showing him in that to foreign countries also our propaganda began. Not only in India, but also outside India, about the world group.
He was known that time as Abhay Charan?
No, Abhay Charan. Gradually, Bhakti Vilam title was given to him.
It was given by Gaudiya Math.
Bhakti Vilam by Goswami Maharaj, the founder of Gaudiya Sanat.
Oh. Goswami Maharaj?
Goswami Maharaj. Goswami Maharaj is a Bhakti Siddhant Tadadishi. Ami Maharaj is a Bhakti Siddhant Tadadishi. I am Bhakti Siddhant
Tadadishi.
I am Bhakti Siddhant Tadadishi. So, if you are Bhakti Siddhant Tadadishi, original title was and after that, Keshav Maharaj created all his disciples by the name of Bhakti Vedanta. Before that, he had his title Bhakti Vedanta from Goswami.
And he got this title because
that was also suggested by him.
I see.
Well, Bhakti Saranga Goswami, Goswami Maharaj, he took sannyas from himself. Keshav Maharaj will take the sannyas from himself. I suggested Goswami Maharaj to give the Bhakti Vedanta title to him. nothing bad. He gave Bhakti Siddha. That was the name of our Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddha. So I suggested Goswami Maharaj to modify Bhakti Siddhanta into Bhakti Vedanta. And so Bhakti Vedanta type was composed. After that, Kesav Maharaj, it would be a general name of all his sannyasi disciples and Bhakti Vedanta.
Is this title awarded for one who is very learned? This title? Bhakti Vedanta?
Rani. Rani in Trishti.
I think it is. Special, yes.
Shastran. It is Trishti Kulavu. Topmost of all the current philosophies in India. Ordinary people think it is the book of only knowledge and not devotion. But the devotional school also has given interpretation to Vedanta. Ramanu, Madhvacharya, Nimbarka, Vishnu Swami, Bhagavadi Jagodam, has given interpretation of Vedanta in the Bhagavad Gita. Jiva Swami has shown us that from the Asramada scriptures that Srimad Bhagavatam is the real interpretation of Vedanta. Vashuryam Dhammasuttam Bhagavatapurneta Gayatri Vashuryam Vashuryam Dhammasuttam Bhagavatapurneta Gayatri Vashuryam Vilatsaparidhinya. It is written about Srimad Bhagavatam. Vedanta comes in the language of Srimad Bhagavatam. And also Srila Swami, he is also he has given also the religious tree, and the Vedanta is the flower, and Srimad Bhagavatam is the fruit, in this way. Veda tree, but the Upanishad produced Vedanta as the flower. And from that flower came out Srimad Bhagavatam as the life fruit. We are to be satisfied, our hankering would be satisfied from the fruit. For the greatest extent. Nikamo kalpataru gunijam param. Sridhar Swami's edition of Bhagavatam, in the introductory points, it is mentioned that the Pushpa of thought is the tree.
So sometimes people from India, they say some other sampradayas that bhakti is only sentiment and there is no knowledge, but actually there is so much spiritual science knowledge in, within bhakti, all these commentaries and books.
Other sampradayas in India.
Yes, they generally say that bhakti is only sentimental and no knowledge in bhakti. But as you say, there is so much knowledge there in bhakti.
Bhakti is not sentiment only. Knowledge is discouraged in the real, in the proper school of bhakti, discouraged. But by the process of knowing, it is impossible to finish the infinite of the finite. Mm-hmm. I mind cannot measure infinite. It is impossible. So only through subjugation, through submission, through Shraddha, through faith, we can go closer to the Absolute. And service. Gyan sunna bhakti mahaprabhu se. Gyane praya sunja baksha. Non prayva jivanti sannukhari dhaan bhav vilya baksha. Gyan, knowledge has been discarded when devotion was spoken. That I, being a subject, cannot make the absolute as object of my knowledge. You follow?
Yes.
He is always subject, super subject. I may be subject and make the world as, the world as object. Mm-hmm. Yeah? But he is super subject on the other side. You follow?
Yes. Mm.
So only through submission we can approach him. And not, we cannot force him to be the object of our consideration and our thinking. Abhokshaja. They forget that he is abhokshaja. These people don't recall him as abhokshaja. Subha subject.
So only jnana is not enough?
So jnana is futile. Jnana cannot approach him properly. Eh? Only submissive service, that can help us to approach him properly. And not the egoistic pride that I shall be able to know him. He won't come to be the object of our perception. Above our subjective zone. Do you follow my contention?
Yes.
But isn't this true also about in devotional service? A devotee, if I think that I can force Krishna to be seen by me, by my chanting, you cannot, or I can take some book and...
Not by ascending method we can come to his feet. But we have to hold ourselves in this way, through Shraddha, through reserve, submission, and anchoring, and that he may kindly condition to our living. This sort of negative posture we have to accept. That he may come down, we cannot go after him, but if he graciously comes down to us, then we can help. This should be before of a devotee. Srivanukhi jivhāru sāre vaspratta ātta śrī kṣṇa nāmā vi nohi lajyam indirai rūpa vaśrā nukhi in bhakti rasā matta śrī. The how the Lord and the jiva comes in connection. We cannot make him the object of our senses. But through our devotional aspiration, he may come down to our plane, and as then he may then in our tongue. Srivanmukhe hi jivhāgo svayameva spurati. He comes down and make movements of our tongue so that we can take his name. Coming from above, the spirit coming from above, inspiration coming from above, coming down to the material plane, and he can tackle the material substance. our mind is matter, our senses matter, all material. So matter cannot have any influence over the spirit, but spirit can mold matter in any way he likes. The supremacy of the spirit over matter, and not of the matter over the spirit. Hello?
Yes.
That is Vedantic knowledge. And the Vedanta Vedanta, if we are misinterpreted, we are divine. We are not proper to found that.
So this is the real message of Vedanta.
Yes, this is true.
Yes, the spirit is over matter always. And the spirit is the prime cause, not the matter. Not the fossil is the cause of the spirit. Fossil cannot produce spirit. But fossil, but matter, somehow or other, is in a neglected part of the spiritual substance. That is Vedanta. The spiritual substance is original thing and independent substance. And the matter, anyhow, in this neglected part, it has got its position for the time being. There are five stages that we described about this house and this house. Annamaya Kosh, Vyano, Pranamaya Kosh, different stages of substance that we have come across. Annamaya Kosh, the material cover that is sustained by eating. The more subtle is pranamaya kosha, vitality, life, inner substance, something like pino,
strength,
vitality, the state of vitality, the second inner state. The third is mnomaya kosha, the thinking element, substance. Third. Fourth is Vijnanamaya Kosha, the state of knowledge, pure knowledge, Vijnanamaya Kosha, and then Anandamaya Kosha, the fifth and the highest, the state where only happiness and bliss and nothing else.
Ananda Buddhi Vardhanam.
Is controlling, Ananda is controlling everything. Everyone is aspiring after Ananda. Ananda is a different type, the highest type. Quality and the quantity is Ananda itself.
It's the same as Krishna. Krishna Prince.
Krishna Loka. That is Ananda. Ananda Brahmano Vidyan, no reach of that. When one can find that Brahma, the prime cause, the ultimate principle is Ananda, then he is not afraid of anything at all. So knowledge cannot be the ultimate substance. Anandam is the ultimate substance. Knowledge seeks after solution. Ananda is harmony according to Western philosophy. I am Ananda has been expressed by the word of harmony and beauty by Martin. Harmony. Your knowledge seeks for harmony. And harmony of beauty, that is harmony. Solution. Ultimate object of solution is harmony. Not knowledge. Knowledge is subservient. Knowledge itself is not the end of life. But ananda is the end of life. In everything. But that is qualitative difference. Material pleasure. That is very sad. It is not real ananda. Real ananda is the fundamental thing. Everyone is bringing up from there. Krishna is ananda. Radharani, ananda. There's two aspects.
Bhagavan, the Vishakamaya, Stabdhama, Vrindavana,
कन्याकाजित उपासनावधिवधूवर्धीमजाकुलिता श्रीमद्भागवतम् प्रमाणमदम् श्रीमात्मस्तु महाचैतन्यमहाप्रभुमतमिदम् epistemological position is in Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam was accepted by Jiva Goswami as the highest Pramana. Why? It has got Veda Lakshan, Purana Lakshan, Tantra Lakshan, and Sarasati.
What is Lokan? Lokan?
It has been called Sruti, Sruti Lokan. Sruti. And Shatati Sruti, Bhagavata has been called.